Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that's been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom...
Nick...
Chris.
Today's picture is a logo of a movie company as seen before a movie. This is the logo you see in the theater before the movie plays. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Let's do it.
We are.
Let's do it.
Got some yellows in here.
Yeah, we got. I think we got.
Oh,
we
got, I think
couple,
I got
couple,
one.
Couple of first round guesses when the yellow pops up.
Yeah.
It's definitely got the darkness around the edges. It's definitely got some. This is probably out of the three we've done in the last couple of weeks, probably the lightest in the center. And it also has some distinct
browns.
Yellow hues to it.
Ooh, this could be another one. There could be two.
Yeah. I think if we're thinking about the same one, because I'm thinking about one that also has a little bit more blue in it, though. This one's definitely
I'm
very yellow.
One with some yellow. I got a yellow guess. I got a cowardly guess.
Quite rightly, Tom. What's your mellow yellow guess?
I'm going to say MGM because of the lion.
That's one. That's one of the ones I thought it could be.
Anybody else for MGM?
I actually think I was going to go 20th Century, but I'm going MGM because I think 20th Century Fox would have a lot more yellow. So I'm going to go MGM. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Mayer.
Louis B. Mayer. It's named after Louis B. Mayer.
I'm gonna stay true to my original thought. I'm gonna say Warner Brothers.
It is indeed MGM.
There's the roar.
Well done.
The greatest movie studio.
Really?
It's the most. It has the best history.
I mean, it's got one of the longest histories for sure. But
it's.
I mean, just because you've been around the longest doesn't mean you're the greatest.
Well, they were the star. They were the great star makers. They were probably the greatest studio at making stars of all of them. Louis Mayer is a fascinating character. Anyway,
Tom, for being able to identify this company's logo, were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.
Did you say me and Tom? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I said.
Okay, just checking.
You better make sure you get in there, Nick.
I mean, I didn't say they were the greatest studio ever, but I still got it right.
They're probably most storied. I mean, what movie studio has more stories associated with it than MGM?
They go way back.
Happy Madison. All right.
Happy Madison.